with the predictive model, predictive models that allow the organizations to predict the likely future outcome. So if the application with the collateral of 1 crore and loan requirement for 30 lakhs, which is higher than your set rule of 20 lakhs, what is the predictive this thing? Organizations will have a data of similar such cases in the past where higher than required has been approved by the management, whether they have repaired their loan or whether most of such cases have turned into a NPA, that is non-performing assets, etc. Accordingly, the final decision can come, can definitely reject this application or consider for evaluation, etc. So that's where the guy is able to move forward, move the application forward. So that is the understanding we have tried giving you out here. Then complete enterprise decision management model, where rules and strategies are defined, predictive models are built in, it has a data access to the past, okay, where there is a request for decision is coming to you, either from customer relationship management, or it's a call base, or it's from a website, email, point of sales, or through mobile. You have to convey that decision, final decisions, to them who originate this request. Back of it, what works here is business user tool, that is rule management. So it will go back to your rules and try and see this particular decision that you have sought, whether it falls under that rule. If it requires a predictive tools to be used, that model will be used, that is that analytical tools will be used. Combine that. This data will come to him from where? Either an enterprise data, that is the data available within the organization. What is the rate of default in loan payment if you have sanctioned anything about 20% of the collateral security amount? So they will look back. Okay, if you have in the past sanctioned loan which is more than 20% of the collateral value of the security that has been given, whether there are more defaults or most of them have paid the loan, etc. So that enterprise data will be looked at. At times there will be external data that will be required to be searched. So external data also will be searched. Put together, final decisions will be conveyed to these people. They will have the result obtained, and that result will be favorable, non-favorable, etc. So this is how the enterprise decision model operates in short. Continuing our understanding of enterprise decision management, enterprise decision management enhances the organizational performance through its ability to involve business decision making. So as you know, that if this really starts working for you, your ability to take decision will be much better. Individual effectiveness, alignment between strategy and executions, organizational agility and scalability, all can benefit. And if these four things happen, organization is definitely stand to benefit. Customer support, manufacturing and distribution departments also are going to benefit, because more and more business coming through a proper and sound decision will give them the work to do. And when that happens, they also stand to benefit. Automation also makes large decision volume feasible and allows decisions to be enacted in real time. Automation will help you to do various permutation combination based analysis. Various models are there which helps you to create scenarios, and in such scenarios what will be the outcome, that also gets predicted. So automation is a base through which you can improve your enterprise decision management scalability to a larger scale and take a more risk oriented decisions also predictively well, and that will get you a better revenue. So we come to a stage as to what is operational business intelligence. So we really come to now a stage as to decision management, that is enterprise decision management, where it rests, we need to understand, for which certain additional understanding is required. So first such is, what is business intelligence? So operational business intelligence is different from regular strategic and tactical business intelligence existing in most organizations. Most organizations have their own business intelligence module, which is more a strategic or tactical in nature. However, there is very few who have a operational business intelligence in place. So we will try and understand that. Traditional BI, so let's understand this first. This is where the operational business intelligence lies. Most of the organizations have their business intelligence in place, which is strategic or tactical, or have a performance management, that is a strategy, goals and metrics that they have developed. So they manage performance, or they have enterprise resource management software, which is process and event awareness is created. This part, which is a common, is actually a operational business intelligence. Have you put in place? That's a question. And whether you have put in place operational business intelligence for decision making, that is a crux. Many organizations continue to have these three, but lack anything out here. So that means you are not operational business intelligence driven. You are driven by other intelligent aspects. Traditional BI used to have valuable insight on past activities and helps users to modify the operational approach in the existing operations after evaluating. Traditionally, after the thing has been done, it used to get evaluated to know the impact. Operational BI optimizes daily business operations, so that is more a real time. All other tools that you had were dissecting what has happened. Operational business intelligence helps you to take fast action in real time. It throws in front of you challenge appearing, and it has a decision predictive model, and you are able to immediately take the required decisions, so that you are almost in real time taking your decisions, which is different from the traditional business intelligence where it used to be taken after the event has occurred already. So operational BI can automate operational data integration and management. It can also report and notify certain decisions or actions. So operational BI tries to automate operational data, which is getting immersed in the process of your automation, and you're using any of this area in which there's a lot of data, this thing. So operational intelligence is applied. They will have to process this data fast. The root cause can be analyzed immediately by drilling down to underlying problem areas. Based on the result, management can prioritize activities such as marketing campaign instantly, etc. Root cause identification is the crux of the operational intelligence, because it has a data. Data will identify where the concern is emerging, and accordingly a corrective activities can be done. Example given in the book is of, say, like market research. If you have implemented a large market research program, like a company like ORG and all, when they do, they cover many multiple households in all regions and all cities. Now, if anything is going wrong anywhere, operational business intelligence will immediately signal that there is something wrong happening at a cold calling stage. So if that is the case, supervisor of that area can no doubt take a immediate corrective action. He will ensure that the things get rectified and rate of response increase. But at the same time, he will get into simultaneously in the root cause. What led to this issue? If that root cause is identified, you will ensure that in future, such root causes are taken care in the design itself, so that operational this thing doesn't come and you remain efficient. The need for an operational BI is encouraged by the need for real-time visibility of performance. This became critical. Why? To get into the root cause analysis and all become critical, because now need for real time is increasing in everything that you do. Now for you to be real time performer, your overall operational business intelligence should support, should help you with upcoming exigencies, should predict what is not expected is going to come, help you to take faster decision. Faster decisions will translate into a result. Results will be visible in your performance metrics, and that's a real time. So whoever is supposed to get your performance metrics will know what is happening, and that happening is more in the real time. So each one feels whether you are on track or not on track, and therefore he or she also can get into dialogue discussion to improvise overall performance of the team by looking at the process, by looking at the root cause that is leading to this problem, etc. So let's understand what is operational business intelligence in more better way through this table. I have put in this strategic BI, tactical BI and operational BI. If you were to understand, so if only at an objective stage, if strategic BI, then strategic BI is to increase market share. That's a strategic business intelligence. You have to increase your market share. What will that translate tactically means you have to launch a campaign to sell your product. That's a say tactical business intelligence. But operational business intelligence is what? Whether it will be through a discount to increase sale or whether it is through a offer to increase sale, etc. So this decision is going to impact your day-to-day on which the campaign will get shaped. That right campaign shaping will give you increased market share. If your business intelligence needs a market share analysis, so strategically you will require a market share analysis. Tactically, you will require a customer analysis. Customer analysis will eventually give you market share analysis. To do this customer analysis, operational business intelligence requires real-time analysis of the sales. So how the sales are taking place, that analysis of customer will bring the tactical business intelligence. Going right up to the user level, then strategic BI is a core matter of CEO of the organizations. Tactical BI and managing it is the senior managers, they are responsible, line managers, etc. Operational BI is a responsibility of operation manager, who's at the last mile, who's at the last end of the chain. And therefore, if he manages his operations better, all this thing will get benefited. So that's one need to understand what is operational BI and how it is related to higher goals, which is tactical business goals and strategic business goals. And therefore, respective aspects are studied under their business intelligence. What is operational business intelligence? Friends, we are still trying to refine our understanding about what is operational business intelligence. So, we are at a stage now where we need to understand operational business intelligence vis-a-vis right time business intelligence. They both should not be confusing. What ultimately it drives home is a message that decision needs to be taken at the right time. The best approach to that is decision should be taken where the event is occurring, say where the customer interaction is happening. Between two processes, if the event is occurring, then it is a decision has to happen at that point of time rather than transferring its responsibility on a higher management. It should be more better that it is handled by functional people, by people involved in the process, so that they understand the repercussions better. So that's what overall is the crux of efficient decision management system. So on that, OBI can automate operational data integration and management. So this particular slide tries to explain that how the right time BI, how your operational business intelligence can become right time business intelligence, where the crux is automation. So OBI can automate operational data integration and management. So operational business intelligence, as I said, requires a lot of data. Data being available in an automated manner for churning in terms of evaluation, etc. It can notify certain decisions and actions, examples of say research survey. So earlier when I told you, when there are certain deviations are happening, there are either exceptions rule or there are deviations based on given numerical range, etc. So the contact rate per surveyor, per surveyor per day is say like 10. If this average is going down, it creates a deviation and that deviation is informed. So that's a business intelligence which tells the line manager that, you know, productivity has gone down, so he can get into the required improvement mode, etc. So that is what you can notify decisions, and the root cause analysis when done will reveal to you the reason why this is happening. So once you remove the root cause, your productivity will remain higher or on average as you have planned. While immediate actions can be taken, root cause can be simultaneously analyzed. So to become a real-time or right-time business intelligence based, allow scenario-based decisions also using a model or using a rules or using a analogy-based understanding given to the frontline people who faces the scenario, and he can do two things at that time. He can take decisions which is required at that point of time, but parallelly he can get into root cause analysis, what led to this problem occurring, how this problem occurrence can be stopped, prevented, etc. So that he parallelly initiates it, and because he parallelly initiates it, when the improvements or the root cause is understood, he implements it, he will see the next cycle being more productive, etc. So it is overall right time utilization of information for a business decision using the operational business intelligence method, and then overall you create a model which is going to give you real time information, real right time business intelligence, and decisions on that when taken, they are presumed to be effective, they are presumed to be most cases the appropriate decisions, and that appropriate decisions will make overall organization more deliverable focus, more final experience focus, more customer service focus, while organization and the seniors and all takes the onus of helping root cause analysis and making system more streamlined, more efficient, more error proof, etc. And therefore overall the operational excellence will come out, for which the business intelligence is a need of an hour, and business intelligence with automation will really create a real time or a right time business intelligence for every individual within the organizations, and it empowers them through your decision management system or an enterprise decision management system to take a right call, to take the right decision, and at the same time avoid future mistakes or don't allow future repetition of errors to impact your process flow, etc. The data can be drilled in multiple ways. Data can be drilled by geographic location, by demographic group. These are just two. There are many ways by which you can drill down your data. Data can be process wise, data can be nodal point wise, where two processes exchange with each other. Data can be department wise, data can be cross-functional team wise, etc. So there are various ways that you can really get your data of operations exchanged, collate, compile and analyze, so that when meshed with your rules and models, etc., under your enterprise decision management system, will give an edge to your employee to be able to take right decision, or a decision, at least right decision into bracket, decision which has a minimal fallout on either your profitability, cost or customer experience. And parallelly, when it is handled in terms of root cause analysis, will remove the inefficiencies within the system. Therefore, the data drill is a part of your operational business intelligence model, which rests around culmination of those three circles that I told you. One is a process business intelligence, second is a process, and third is a IT backbone that is provided. So data drilling is a essential part of your business operational business intelligence, which allows organizations to take intelligent decisions. We have understood earlier what is intelligent decision. Intelligent decision is a data driven decisions. Data is a past data that is made available to analyze and predict the future likely occurrence, etc. Example which I told you of the loan application. If your rule says that loan amount cannot be more than 20% of the collateral security value, if the collateral security is 1 crore, loan requested for 30 lakhs, when this decision is sought, your enterprise decision model will get into evaluating past cases which are of the nature where higher than the eligible amount of the collateral security has been approved as a loan, whether most have converted into non-performing assets, that is default, or most have materialized in terms of successful repayment. If that is the case, what is the additional range? So where in this case, when instead of 20 lakhs a person is asking for 30 lakhs, which is almost 50% more than the eligible this thing. So this decision model will also evaluate in that case the data of what incremental loan, so what percentage increment, whether you only sanction 25% more than the requested amount or you sanction 50% more than the requested amount, what is that? It may show that if it is a 50%, the chances of default are more. So then you can go back to the client saying that 30 lakh is not possible, what we can sanction is 25 lakhs. Client may accept it, so you still get your business, but overall it is within the domain of your enterprise decision management system, where you have taken the intelligence operation decision, which is based on your operation business intelligence analysis that you have done, and you help organizations gain, which is through a allowed empowered decision management tool available with the employees who is a front line. As I told you, in our days, application used to go to right up to HO level to be assessed and approved. Today, branch level decisions have been taken. So you can understand how the automated system or efficient implementation of enterprise decision management system is helping organizations to create that competitive edge. Types of operational BI processing. So we need to understand the types of operational business intelligence processing. Where operational business processing classifications we need to understand. Operational data collection integration to reduce data latency. So here what is required in terms of processing is that the data collection, but data collected should also integrate with your current business objective, your current strategic objective, etc. Validate it in terms of time frame, etc. If that happens, the data latency will not happen. There won't be a unutilized data, underutilized data, or wrong data, etc. So what is required is you need to reduce data latency, and you need to make available a right data with the right validity for the required time duration, etc. Operational reporting to reduce reporting latency. During manual days, etc., people were supposed to file a lot of reports. Now that will create a kind of apprehension. So he tries to play around with that system. That will create a burden on the higher management. This fellow will submit report at his convenience, and higher management is busy at that time. We'll not start inspect the report, etc. Now automation compels these people to file report in time. Not only that, it reduces the ineffectiveness of report not being checked. This report, because it is filed through an automated system, also has a backend program which will check the deviations, then the standard. These deviations are reported to the manager also immediately. Therefore, he is in a position to know exceptions that is happening, and he is in a position to focus on taking actions where required. Operational decision automation notifies users to urgent action needed by business users. As I told you, as the system is filed, a report is filed through automated system. Automated system will also have the program feed in, which will monitor the exceptions, and exceptions are reported. If exceptions are adverse to the organization objective and a strategic objective, functional heads will move in to take the required decisions, required steps, and that will reduce the decision latency. Another, he is flooded with he is already been told about the emerging problem at the right time. No way that he can say that he took the decision thinking this, etc. Therefore delayed decision by him will be immediately questioned. So need to take decision also increases at his end, so he will get into the mood of taking decisions, for which he will generate his all decision making required data. He will generate, and based on which he will declare himself whether this loan can be processed or rejected. Operational performance management delivers the analysis and the action to be taken to business users from operational data integration. The purpose is to reduce analysis latency. And now comes a stage of analysis where you have to create a performance metrics. Performance metrics are measured, is measuring your performance management. Performance management again will have a set criteria, set goals, set objectives. Now your reports are matched against that, and there again it will shoot out deviations, it will shoot out unwarranted trends, etc. So analysis will also be monitored effectively. So therefore the non-monitoring latency which comes into any analysis, that also will move out. So that's how the operational BI processing gets classified, and that all stage automation will compel latency not to come in, and therefore it will keep the entire organization agile to emerging decision making need. At the same time, it will equip an individual to take right decisions through enterprise decision management system in place. Essentials for operational business intelligence. So we are trying to understand this part. Operational capabilities can be fully utilized if organization knows how of critical processes, its operations, its critical levels, and the threshold can be configured through exception alerts, delivery and publishing agents and interactive dashboards, etc. Essentials of operational business intelligence, under that what has been discussed is that operations capability can be fully utilized if you really configure your decision management system, or you configure your operational business intelligence to work in such a way that various critical levels and thresholds are already pre-decided, and any exceptions to that is thrown to the managers in the form of an alert or delivery data, etc., or interactive dashboards, etc., which is made available to publishing agents, all stakeholders for that matter, so that each one knows where his performance stands, where his level of delivery stands, and therefore to correct that, decision needs to be taken. He is empowered to take decision using a enterprise decision management system. Capabilities to schedule, deliver and publish up-to-date analysis and report objects to users or a group of users at the right time in the way they prefer. Enterprise decision management system and essentials, one of the essentials for operational business intelligence is that it has a schedule of reporting. It has a schedule of report. There are certain reports which is a daily report. There are certain reports which are weekly, fortnightly, monthly. All this is so automated that they will get generated in time, and that in time generation and sharing of that with the respective stakeholders, decision makers, pre-process and the post-process guys, etc., will help each individual to play their role by taking required decisions at the right time. Most of the time, a real time. So real time decision management system will make you more efficient, more conscious towards your deliverables, and therefore perform rather than perish with the system, which is does not have operational business intelligence as a base. Benefits by operational business intelligence. So we are trying to understand now what are the benefits by operational business intelligence. What if you do a operational business intelligence in your enterprise? Make meaningful tactical decisions. Operational business intelligence helps you to take meaningful tactical decision. Tacticals are day to day. Within day to day, there are certain things that you need to do immediately. Operational BI is helpful in making tactical actions like timeliness of business decisions, that is taking a decisions in time, accuracy of business decisions, how accurate are you, improvement of business or operational efficiencies, how you can improve process efficiencies, so that's operational efficiencies, and overall help present accurate, timely and meaningful operational view to management. While doing this, if various tactical decisions have been taken, it will be thrown in terms of your meaningful reporting to various stakeholders, and stakeholders, when they receive their performance metrics and almost real-time indications about their performance, where they are lagging, where they are well. Not only that, each process which is synced to each other also gets that performance metrics in front of them. So if process 1 is delayed, process 2 knows that process 1's inflow is going to be delayed. So how to still meet his objective, then process 2 guy can orient work schedule, they can pre-plan their work schedule, they can make employees stretch hours so that when the lot starts coming in, and they are able to still complete what is required by them. So that is the meaningful tactical decisions are possible. Improve real-time performance. Operational BI can improve performance with real-time information. As I told you, enterprise decision management system helps you to give you a real-time updates, because various things are fed into them and they are supposed to report things as it happens. As it happens means almost in real time. Along with that, a person who gets that real-time input, the alert in the form of production going lower than target, alert in terms of delivery not reaching in time, etc. This person then has an empowerment using enterprise decision management this thing to take a decisions to ensure that current this thing is improved. At the same time, he gets into the root cause analysis, and overall they improve the process efficiency. So real-time performance decisions will help your real-time performance to go high. Real-time performance will create empathy with your customers, and customers will therefore want to be with you. As it says, like, you know, it will improve things like customer satisfaction, that will lead to the retention. Maybe it helps you to know the product pricing, whether you can leverage on your pricing, etc. or not, whether to advertise, not to advertise, inventory turns, and there are various other things which is written to basically convey to you that operational business intelligence spans across various functions, be it marketing, production, logistics, or supply chain. So irrespective of that, real-time performance can be improved if operational business intelligence is put in place appropriately.